This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Enriquez, E-N-R-I-Q-U-E-Z, first name Marcelo, M-A-R-C-E-L-O, Juan, J-U-A-N, date of birth, January 16, 1977, date of evaluation, March 11, 2025, the chief complaint, 48-year-old Hispanic male, seen for cardiovascular evaluation. The HPI. The patient is a 48-year-old male who reports an episode of fall from a ladder in approximately November of 2024 period. He sustained left shoulder and right knee injuries period. He was initially evaluated at Memorial Hospital Santa Rosa period. He was further found to have evidence of pulmonary embolism, period. The patient states that since the accident, he has required oxygen, period. He notes the use of oxygen 24 hours, period. He previously did not have chest pain or palpitations, period. He reports that prior to his fall, his saturation were 95%, period. He stated that he previously would have his O2 saturation checked all the time, period. The correction, when asked why he was checking his oxygen saturation, the patient stated that a family member was a nurse and he would check his saturation, period. His past medical history includes lung, diabetes, correction, pre-diabetes, next number, status post-COVID-19 vaccine, period. He notes that he had received a vaccine approximately 2 to 3 months earlier, and at the time of his injury, period. Past surgical history, unremarkable. The medications, Pradaxa 150 milligrams BID, allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, unremarkable, social history, patient denies cigarette, alcohol, or drug use. The review of systems. The patient has difficulty with vision and reports that his eyesight slackened, period. Respiratory, he has had cough, sputum and wheezing. Cardiac, he has had chest pain and palpitations. Gastrointestinal, he has had abdominal pain. Genitourinary, unremarkable. Neurological, he has had headaches. Endocrine, he has had heat intolerance. The hematology, oncology, he was seen by Dr. Shephali, S-H-E-I-T-H-A-L-I, Arvind, A-R-V-I-N-D, Gandhi, G-A-N-D-H-I, on February 20th, 2025, period. The patient was seen at that time because of blood clots in his lungs, period. At that time, he noted that his Blood clots had started on November 6, 2024. The patient notes that, correction, the physician notes that a prior imaging from March 2024 had showed chronic pulmonary embolism. And apparently when asked about the radiology findings, he had stated that it was from another person with the same name, birthday, email address, and phone number. He apparently started taking anticoagulation and November of 2024 period. However, the records from March had revealed that he was discharged on Eliquis period. He had an admission in March of 2024 for hypoxia period. He was found to have unprovoked chronic pulmonary embolism disease in the left pulmonary artery with associated right heart failure period. He had been on heparin and was transitioned to apixaban period. He had both left heart catheterization and an echo period. He apparently had been discharged on a apixaban, but he had not been taking it, period. After his fall on November 6, 2024, he was admitted with chronic pulmonary embolic disease and accompanying pulmonary hypertension and right heart failure, period. Past medical history includes 1, diabetes as noted, COVID-19 as vaccine period. The review of systems was further significant for abdominal pain, period. Neurologic, he has had headaches. Endocrine, he has had heat intolerance, period. Physical examination. Blood pressure 126/83, comma pulse 87, comma respiratory rate 22, comma height 64 inches, weight 195 pounds, period. The examination is otherwise unremarkable, period. Data review, echocardiogram, March 17, 2024. Left ventricle size is normal. There is mildly increased wall thickness. Findings consistent with concentric hypertrophy, period. Normal systolic function, period. Left ventricle ejection fraction 55%. Right ventricle normal size, period. There is mildly increased wall thickness, period. Global hypokinesis is present, period. There is moderately reduced systolic function, period. Left atrium size is normal, period. Right atrium is noted to be dilated, period. Aortic valve was noted to be tricuspid. There was mildly thickened cusp, period. There was mildly calcified non-coronary cusp, period. There was no annular calcification, period. Aortic valve gradient is 6 millimeters of mercury, period. There was mild tricuspid regurgitation, period. B. PA pressure was not reported in the report that I am seeing, period. Left heart catheterization in March of 2024 revealed non-obstructive coronary artery disease, right dominant system, period. There was mild luminal irregularities. There was normal left ventricle end diastolic pressure, period. Left ventriculogram revealed ejection fraction of 55%, period. The impression, this is a 48-year-old male who reports episodes of fall in November of 2024, period. He had sustained left shoulder and right knee injuries, period. He was previously noted to have right ventricular dysfunction in March of 2024, period. He was further noted to have evidence of pulmonary hypertension, period. He was found to have chronic pulmonary embolism and right heart failure, period. The patient ultimately was felt to have unprovoked pulmonary embolism, period. The patient had attributed his pulmonary embolism to his fall, period. The patient's history is not consistent with an injury, i.e. pulmonary embolism arising from the November fall, period. And in actuality, comma, the records dating to March had of 2024 revealed chronic pulmonary embolism, period. CT angio had revealed a nearly completed occluded left pulmonary artery and enlarged right heart. Period. Echocardiogram had revealed right ventricular hypertrophy without any suggestion of elevated right side pressure. Period. Patient was noted to have RV dysfunction. Period. In general, patient's pulmonary embolism is felt not to be related to his fall. Period. It is most likely related to his COVID vaccination. Period. Patient was noted to have developed symptoms around the time of his vaccination for his history. Period. I suspect that the COVID vaccine was the culprit. Period. The pulmonary embolism / right heart failure is unlikely related to his fall. Period. However, it is certainly possible that the fall itself may have been precipitated by the pulmonary embolism. Period. This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson. Ending dictation on patient Marcelo Enriquez. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.